This is you.
You're so conceited. You're like full of yourself. Why are you like that?
And this is Spike.
I'm not saying that to be conceited.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Yeah, today we're going to talk a little bit about... Shu has had the Hover One Journey Max for like 6-7 months now, so we thought it'd be a good idea just to throw it out there. The durability, you know, all the good points, you know, good points, maybe if there's some bad points, you know, things that he likes about it and how it's held up over 6 months. You know, just some overall feelings on it. But anyway, sorry, you take it.
All right. So what kind of spiked this is the Hover One Journey Max. It's a $379 right now for the black one. And the white one, like I have, is... What's the white one? Four... Something?
I think it's $479, yeah.
$479. So, yeah, it's very, very low price for right now, which is pretty amazing for that. That's a good deal at $600, and right now it's almost half that. We're looking it up right now, $391. So what the Journey Max is from Hover One is a two-wheel drive scooter. And it's 36-volt, two 350-watt motors, as a 13-amp battery. So that's pretty good numbers. That would be, if it was a one-wheel drive scooter, that would be basically one of those Bird scooter, Xiaomi scooters. It'd be like one of those, but with an extra wheel driving, which makes a gigantic difference. So the motors are 350. That's just a very basic number, but when you have two of them, it really changes the game. A lot of power. Great for climbing hills, especially in two wheel drive. And I will say, the controllers are the rated output of the front controller is 14 amps, and then the rated power of the back controller is 17 amps, which one of the first things we noticed is when you put it in front wheel drive, because you can hit the button three times and it switches the drive mode from front wheel drive, back wheel drive, and then FB, which is front and back. And front wheel drive is the slowest mode because it has the 14 amp rated current. So the current is 14 amps on the front motor, the back motor 17 amps. It's a little faster, noticeably. We noticed that right away. I was like, I think the back one is faster.
Yeah.
It's got more power, and we didn't realize it. And then when I took it apart and looked at the controllers, I saw that, yeah, this is why one of them is much bigger. And I will say that I would love to have a 20 amp controller in there because that would really haul ass. But
yeah.
So. If you want to get the most miles out of it, you'd go front wheel drive and just try and have flat ground. So the modes go, there's front wheel drive, back wheel drive, and then front and back. And with
it's got low front, and high in all of them?
Yeah, front wheel drive, there's eco, and then drive, and that's it. And then in back wheel drive, you have eco and drive mode. Which the drive mode will get you up to 15, 16 miles an hour, somewhere in there. And then the other one, I think it's six. Is it 6 miles an hour? Or I think it is.
The eco, you mean?
For the eco mode. Yeah. I think it's like six or maybe eight. 6 or 8 miles an hour. And then when you go into front-back mode, you have now a sport mode added. So you have eco, which eco is six, I think. And then the drive mode for that is 12. And then the sport mode is somewhere around 19 or 22. The new ones now, the one I have is a pre-release, and it just says 22 miles an hour, but I think it's more closer to 19. So I think they fixed that, the speedometer on the new ones. Probably when you buy a new one, it'll say that it goes 19. That's got to be pretty accurate, I think. So, I liked a lot that you could pick the different modes, especially today. I really spent some time in just front wheel drive, and then I spent some time in the back wheel drive, and I really like the way the back wheel drive is. It handled some hills that I was thinking it was not going to deal with. So it's a little better in my opinion than my regular 350-watt scooter, like the Volpam. It was a little better, a little more power than the Volpam, which is a 350-watt, just a Xiaomi copy.
Yeah.
One-wheel drive. This one in back-wheel drive has a little more power than that. And then and it has air-filled tires, which I think the Xiaomi has hard, solid tires. The air-filled tires I like. They give a pretty good ride, and I was pretty impressed with that. I paid a lot of attention today over some bumps and stuff, and just the smoothness.
Especially being 8-inch. That's surprising.
8.5-inch. The 8.5-inch tires, they're just very small. But I think the air-filled tire, I like it much better than a solid tire.
Oh, man. Although, solid would be brutal.
I don't... without suspension. excuse me. I usually am fine with the solid tires, but the Volpam I have has suspension and solid tires. I think that the suspension is so tight on that that the ride on the Hover 1 Journey Max is better because it just seems smoother.
Yeah.
And like overall, too, like going over, sometimes we go over bridges where it's going up and then you peak and then it's going down. But each piece of wood is a bump, and it's like vibrating over that.
Yeah, right. You get brain rattles.
Your brain rattles. And I think that for that, they're probably both about the same. So the Volpam, with having that suspension, it will cut out a lot of that vibration, as where the air-filled tires on the Journey Max cut out a lot of that vibration. But I think both of them have an amount of that brain-rattling vibration over that. So it's just something that you deal with. It's not something that any scooter is really good at. Even scooters with full suspension, you get a little brain rattle from that.
Yeah, right. And in terms of saying you'll deal with that, I mean, every scooter is going to have drawbacks that you just deal with.
Yeah, right. And it's not something that you're constantly doing. It's not like you're driving across the endless bridge. So you're not,
right.
It's not something that you really worry about. It's just something that you deal with, and it just happens, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
The tires have been really great because I've got a pretty good amount of miles on this, and I would guess that I have a couple hundred miles on it, maybe. What do you think?
Probably not 200 yet, but...
probably well over 100, I'm going to say. 150 or more.
I
would guess that. So, and the tires have held up good. And just a quick note is the self-sealing tires on my Aovo Pro ES Max, the back one went flat. No self-sealing, no nothing, just flat. All of a sudden, bam, flat.
And you had that longer, too, didn't
you? And I've had that. I've had the... Yeah, I bought...
They were
kind
of close.
Yeah, they were around the same time. But I have driven the Max more than the Aovo because I liked it more. And then I used to like the Aovo because it was a great all-around scooter. And it has a 500-watt motor, so it's good for hill climbing. But when I got a hold of them and told them that it had a flat tire... And then there was a problem with the latch. And then there was a problem with the screen. It was turning off and on and off and on because of a loose wire somewhere.
Yeah.
They had they didn't want nothing to do with me because I bought it from Amazon instead of them. But it's their scooter. But they wouldn't even tell me I said, you know what? Just tell me what the tire is, what the size tire is, so that I can buy a tire.
Yeah, right.
And they wouldn't even tell me. They wouldn't even answer me anymore because they said, no, you have to deal with Amazon. And then they just wrote me off at that point. So I was even telling them, hey, I'm thinking about buying another scooter from you guys, but if you're not gonna at least help me, just tell me what the tire size is. Give me a link to a tire to buy. They wouldn't do nothing. So, and they know I know they were there because they answered me two times.
Yeah, right.
But then right when they realized I went through Amazon, they didn't want to talk to me anymore. It's like they blocked me or something. I don't know.
Crazy.
Now the range, like I said, it has a 36 volt, 13 amp battery. Most scooters, I guess most just general scooters that you're going to buy are going to have a 10 amp battery-ish, maybe sometimes smaller.
cheaper ones, five amps, six amps.
You know, yeah, right, six
eight
amps.
Amps,
yeah.
pretty run of the mill.
But a scooter that claims that it can do 20 miles is going to have a 10 amp battery.
Yeah.
What does it say the range for this?
Which it'll never do. A 10 amp battery
think it says
will
26.
Never give you 20 miles. What's that?
I think the range on this, yes, right there, lasts for up to 26 miles of riding. So I'm not positive if it'll do that.
I don't think it will.
It says 13.2 amp battery, which I'm really happy with that size battery in this. It's a very solid scooter. I will say that it is my favorite scooter. And I've kind of...
They hold up. It's a great design. It holds up.
Yeah, it holds up very good. The Aovo, the little latch that you use to release it so you can fold it down, that latch kind of broke, and I had to take that apart. And then I put it back together, and then it broke again. So, I mean, that all happened right away. First time I closed it, the spring just failed. So I took it all out, and it works fine without the safety latch. But I'd have to put a Velcro... tie it down somewhere so it doesn't just shake loose, which it wouldn't. I really don't think it would shake loose, but that latch, I really like that latch on the Aovo Pro, but I can't say it's a great latch now. It still works great, but it doesn't have the safety anymore.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you need, but it's supposed to be there, and it failed, so...
All right, with it not being there, that's going to be constantly in your head while riding it. It's going
to
eliminate a good time.
I could put a clamp around it, or like what Hover One did, they have like a band that goes around it with a thing that when you turn it, covers up the latch so the latch can't move forward. That's a great design. It's very simple and very inexpensive, but it's great. And there is a safety latch on there anyway. There's a little button you have to push down to...
There were people online talking about how crappy of a design that was, but it's like, dude, you're one of those people that thinks things need to be indestructible.
Yeah, right.
It's like, dude, if you could break it off of there, he's not going to be happy with it. It's like, why would you break it?
Yeah, right.
It's like, dude, this lampshade looks weak as hell. Let's take a bat to it in order to prove that it can't handle a beating. It's like,
right.
It's a lampshade. It's not made to take a stress test.
Yeah, right. Not everything needs to be stress tested.
That guy's going to have no windows in his house. He's going to have
windows are cheap.
His windows can't handle a baseball bat. It's like, dude,
but
take it easy.
As far as the latch goes on the Journey Max, the latch is a pretty solid latch. It has an easily adjustable screw that pushes down on the part that holds it in place so that it's very solid. Now, if it starts to get sloppy, you have to back that screw out a little bit so it pushes down harder again.
Yeah.
So it's got to push in snug.
I have
mine set,
like that.
Set so it's really easy to open, really easy to close, because if you tighten it too much, you're going to have to slam it shut, and then when you go to open it, you're going to have to tear your hand off just about to get it open. And I've had it tight like that. So I loosened it back up. It's right in the middle. It's nice and firm. It doesn't rattle at all, and it's nice and easy to open and close. So that's
make those adjustments minimal, literally a quarter turn.
Not even less than a quarter turn. It's crazy. I mean, the amount of life that you'd have on that would be well longer than what the scooter. If you use it as if you're like water skiing behind it, it's still going to be fine. So the range, I believe that you'd be able to get 20 plus miles out of it. I haven't tested it like on all the different modes. It's something I really want to do, but I want to do it in the summer when the temperatures are normal and not, because I mean, we've had some time during 40 degree weather here,
Yeah, right.
And when it's 38 degrees and you're out there in a parka trying to ride around and test it, I will say when it's cold, you get less range. That's for sure.
Yeah, you
and
don't get shit
you range. Lose the punch. Your battery doesn't have the oomph. So if you have a, like the when you're in two-wheel drive and you hit the gas, it takes off. When it's cold out, it doesn't take off like that. It's weird.
Yeah.
But that's normal. That's how everything is.
It's normal for those batteries.
For all lithium-ion batteries, that's the case.
Yeah. The optimal range is 59 to 79 is the optimal temperature.
Temperature for range?
Yeah.
Yeah, so over 80, you're going to be overheating probably. So, I mean, not necessarily.
We were out there, I don't think it's less than optimal, but we were out there in 90 degree weather. We never had any issues.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I was going to mention that. So, yeah, the range, I think you could probably do a lot better if you go front wheel drive. You get the most range using front wheel only. You're going to get good range out of the back wheel only, and then you're going to get much less range out of two wheel drive. But I don't think that they're that much difference, you know. And I there was a time when I thought, I wonder if I get the same range out of both tires or both wheel drive, because it doesn't need as much power going to each tire, because it takes, so each tire is giving its amount of power, so it doesn't need as much battery. But I don't think that that's true.
You're running power to two controllers. If you make just front one, like front wheel or just back wheel, it's power going to only one controller, so right. That's probably cutting down on
it's cutting down for right sure there, yeah, you know? I think you're right. So, you know, that's how the range is going to be best on front wheel drive. After having it for about 6 months and putting a good amount of miles on it, and it's held up extremely well. So I saw somebody doing a review on it, and they said, this is a cheap back fender. I noticed that the fender doesn't have any brace on it, and if you're trying to lift up the scooter by the fender, it's going to break off. And I'm like, it's not going to break off. This thing is heavy.
Sure it's 44 pounds.
It's a pretty heavy compared to, like, cheap
45. Stuff. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, item weight 31 pounds is not.
I don't think
pounds.
That must be a misprint.
That's the lightest one.
That's the regular journey. So you're adding on another controller, a bigger battery, another motor. So it's going to be a good amount more than that. So yeah,
I like how they always put the lighter weight for all this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then it says dual motor too. So
yeah, dual motor 700 watt, but only weighs 31 pounds. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking for sure. I'm gonna say it weighs 45 pounds ish. So 45 pounds, and you can crank on that back fender. The back fender is not gonna break off.
Can I add some comedy to this?
Sure.
This girl wrote into an Oakham, on a review on their page. I'm just floating around on the net, farting around, and I found this review. This is straight comedy. The one that you rode, the Inokum Light 2.
Yeah.
Get this. She goes, I really love this scooter, and it rides around great, but it doesn't last very long. And you know what? The back fender is not very well, because what I really love to do when I'm riding is I like to jam on that back fender in order to stop, to make sure I'm going to stop good enough. You know,
oh my gosh.
And I'm like, those are not even this. Nobody ever told you to do that.
They don't
have any claim to be a fender to stop the scooter. They don't.
Yeah.
Some scooters are like that. The real cheap ones, the ones that cost like $300 or less.
Yeah, right.
Have that step on the fender to stop it. And she's like, I really didn't like the design of this fender because I like to step on it in order to stop. And this one didn't last. It just broke. It's like, course it
oh my
broke.
Gosh,
really, a moron.
That's really stupid. And I do have a Hover One Edge that we bought for the boy years ago, and that has the step on the fender thing. It has electronic brake, which worked awesome. That was a great electronic brake, and then the step on the fender thing, which the boy never really used the step on the fender thing. The electronic brakes slow it down to where you can step off.
Yeah, I would never use the step on the fender because you're wearing out the tire at the same
time. Yeah, right.
My tire's not a brake pad.
Right. And it's good to have if you oh my gosh, and then you can step on it or whatever. But
yeah, if you're screwed, yeah.
Like those.
See that, yeah.
That's another point that I didn't even bring up about the
brakes.
The Max is the brakes.
Yeah.
So these are the two things that.
After 6 months, they don't change. They still start over the handlebars now. Sorry.
The brakes are pretty extreme, okay? When you hit the brake, when you pull the brake, even if you try and pull it slowly, it's like off, and then on full blast. So it's when it's on, it's trying to stop that tire completely, almost. So it really like reverses the polarity, and it's not in a mild way where it's going to regenerate or anything. It's a brake. So it's trying to slow it down. So I've gotten to the point where I know about this, so when I hit the brake, I know that I'm going to squat down and lean back and then hit the brake so that I can control it. And it will stop, man. It stops. Yeah. Because both tires, it will stop really good. And it also has a disc brake in the back, which I did unhook the electronic brakes by taking out the little button inside the handlebar or the hand brake. I took that out, and then I had to wrap something around it to keep it pushed down, because when the button comes out, that's what activates the brakes and turns off the cruise control and turns on the brake light. So all I had was a regular brake. It was definitely enough having that, just the brake in the back, but I think it would probably wear out kind of fast. So I do like having electronic brakes, but they need to be about half of what they are. So they're a little too extreme. I'm not sure if the ones that they released, like I said, this was a pre-release. The new one that you can buy from the store on sale right now probably has a better, not as extreme brake. But remember that if you get one, it's got extreme takeoff and it's got extreme brakes. It's like a Corvette. So also it has cruise control that you can't shut off. I wish that I could shut the cruise control off at certain times. Most of the time I like to use the cruise control. You hold it for, I think, 5 seconds, hold the gas at one spot for 5 seconds, and then it'll go beep, then you let off, and it'll just cruise. But sometimes, if you're cruising around and you don't pay attention, and it goes beep, and you don't pay attention to it, and then you got the gas floored, and then you're trying to slow down for a corner, you let off, and the cruise control's on, so you keep going. So then you hit the brake, and then you really got to be diligent about the brake. So it's definitely a sports car type scooter, but I will say it's still my favorite scooter out of all my scooters. So that's all I wanted to say about the Hover One Journey Max. It's on sale. I would recommend buying it. Just be ready for the brakes and cruise control, because there might be a way to turn the cruise control off on the new one. I know they were going to work on that.
Yeah, maybe even research it before you buy it and see if they've updated the brakes or, you know, updated the
cruise control.
Your cruise control thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still, those are not things that would make me not want it. This is the only things that I could come up with that I didn't like about it. Everything else I like about it. I like that it doesn't have a suspension. If it did have a suspension, that'd be more things to break. It's very strong.
You just weigh it down too, yeah.
The body of it is like a trough. It's like a very strong welded spot where you put all the guts in, and then you can take a cover off of it. So the bottom of it doesn't open. It's completely enclosed like a boat. It's very cool. I really like the design of it. It seriously is my very favorite scooter. So I'm going to stop here, or else I'm just going to keep on going and going, because I'm looking right at it right now. So anyway.
It's tough, and it'll hold up for sure.
Yeah, it is very rugged. We're going to get out of here, and we're going to go ride it too. So you guys take care.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you.
This is Shoe.
Do you enjoy looking in my eyes to get a reading on how I feel, what I think?
This is Spike.
Yeah, because you're so beautiful.